بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إنما ستكون بعدي أثرة وأمور تنكرونها. قالوا: يا رسول الله، فما تأمرنا؟ قال: تؤدون الحق الذي عليكم وتسألون الله الذي لكم. صدق الله. كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The hadith that we read yesterday, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forewarned and told the people that after me a time will come when there will be a lot of discrimination and favoritism, undue favoritism, and there will be things that you people, other matters which you will dislike. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and this was the great frame of mind, they asked for guidance always. So they asked, oh Allah's Rasul, when those conditions will come, then what do you advise us to do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whatever the rights of the others are, always fulfill those rights. And what your rights are, which are not being fulfilled by others, seek them from Allah, beg for them from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In the commentary it comes, discrimination, yeah, that there will be discrimination, refers to rulers giving preference to those who are unworthy. That is, there will be rulers who will give their own family people, their friends, etc. They will give them positions in the government, the Islamic government, when in actual fact they are not fit for those positions. In positions of public office and in the share of fame. Fame is that wealth acquired by the Islamic State when peacefully conquering a land. Whenever the Muslims went out to give da'wat, there were those times when they offered their da'wat to the people and those people did not accept. Then they were given an option that you stay under us and you pay a tax to us. If that also you do not agree to, then we will fight with you and make jihad with you. So that the particular type of money, faith, that which is to come to the Muslims and it is to be distributed according to principles. When that booty is now not distributed properly, and also there is favoritism in there, and people who deserve to get, they are not getting, and those who do not deserve, they are getting or they are getting more. So people's rights are being suppressed at such time and are being usurped. So at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned of these conditions. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were a total embodiment of submission, they asked, what should we do? They did not take it in their own hands and think for themselves that we will fight for our rights, etc. But they asked what we should do. And when Nabi Ali salatu wasalam told them that still you are the subjects of that Islamic government, and what you have to be doing to the for the government, you must keep on doing that. And your rights are not being fulfilled, that you should ask of Allah Ta'ala. In such situations where rights are usurped, Islam advocates that one should not rebel. Today the common thing is all this protest we have, all this rebellion we have, etc. But the Islamic teaching is, under such circumstances also, do not rebel against the ruler, but seek the help of Allah in removing his unjust practices. And not necessarily to remove him, but to remove his unjust practices. Today also, it doesn't apply directly to us, we are not under that rule. But we know many Muslim rulers, like in Saudi, etc., lot of things are done against Islam. One is, we just pass remarks and comments. One is, we're not even interested, we're not even taking any interest, we won't even pass a remark. One is, we just pass remarks. And one is, we make bad dua for them. And the other is, that we make dua that Allah gives them hidayah. and where they are working against Islam and against the Muslims and Deen, that Allah changes their hearts and they work for Islam and they work for Deen. So our connection should be with Allah Ta'ala. And whenever such conditions come, we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. Turning to the creation itself is helpless. What can the creation do even for themselves? Where are they going to help us? But if we will turn to Allah, Allah is the only independent, only powerful being who can do everything. And with a heart that has been broken, when a person on whom zulm has been made, Allah will listen to their du'as very, very much. So if a person turns to Allah Ta'ala and begs of Allah, then he will find great changes will come. Selflessness and supplication to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu are key principles that contribute to social justice. This is very important for us to remember. Selflessness, not our greed, not that we demand our rights, though they are ours, but even we forgo our rights, we become selfless. And dua, supplication to Allah Ta'ala, these are the key principles that contribute to social justice. Whether it be in the family, husband is not fulfilling the wife's rights, wife is not fulfilling the husband's rights, parents are not fulfilling the children's rights, children are not fulfilling the parents' rights. We are, in all these matters, we must see what we are responsible for and make sure we are in the clear and we are fulfilling the rights of the others. And our own rights, we don't have to demand of them, but we should turn to Allah Ta'ala, beg of Allah Ta'ala. And in that way, we will find that great changes and fairness and justice will come. This hadith is relevant to the chapter of patience, sabr, because it advocates being content and pleased with the decision of Allah Ta'ala, who is the all-knowing and all-wise. All these conditions that come, they are from Allah Ta'ala, directly or indirectly. And the right way is to return to Allah and to beg of Allah Ta'ala. Muslim subjects are only permitted to rebel against a Muslim ruler when he perpetrates open kufr. When the Muslim ruler, he perpetrates open kufr, then it is permissible to rebel against him. But till that time, we should fulfill all the rights which are upon us, and we should beg our rights from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us understanding and tawfiq of Aman.